Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. Yes, your love experience with Janine Annie Groom. We're going to get started with Angie Winans, The Lord's Prayer. I tell you.
How they should pray. I wasn't there, but I can't imagine that they may have sound something like this.
How should we pray?
Here's what the Lord told them. Daya pray, let Daya pray. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. I am super excited. We're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence in this whole universe and on this line. We recognize this great spirit that is known by many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so together we're going to just become still. And in our stillness, you're going to get very intentional about the breath, because there is power in the breath, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe, family. And so right now, I just want you to take time and honor the power of the breath. And so right now, I just want you to remember to first get still, and then I want you to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, holding it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm, and remember to breathe into the heart family, and then release the breath and family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. And so right now, I just want you to be still. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. And then release. Let's do it again. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. And last time. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Divine, 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 divine. Come, Holy Spirit. Divine Mother, Father, God. Come, Holy Spirit. Precious and holy, infinite, wisdom. I ask you to come on this right now, woman, God. And as I come before you, I ask that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart be so acceptable in thy sight. I come before you today to praise your holy name, thanking you for this opportunity. Be so ever grateful. Thanking you for each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. Thanking you for giving us another day to come together collectively to make manifest the glory of you in the name, nature, and consciousness of who you are in us right now, God. I'm just asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless and bring forth a fresh anointing upon us this morning. Bring forth a fresh anointing in our thoughts, God. Bring forth a fresh anointing in our words, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask you to return every cell in our body back to its highest vibratory energetic expression right now, God, that we will manifest and manifest the presence of you in us right now, God, that people will know us by our light, God. Oh, they will know us by our light, God. I'm asking you to come, God, and remove every human-created thought. Come on, Holy Spirit, and to remove every human created ego, God. I'm asking you to come and bring forth a fresh anointing in our lives, God. Enlarge our territories, God. Oh, I'm asking you to come, God, and bless every situation, every desire, God. Bless our children, bless our relationships, God, and anything that is in our hearts today, God, that is of any concern, Holy Spirit, I ask you to remove it, God, and place it before the altar of thee, that thee may work it out, God, in its highest and best for all that is concerned. In the mighty consciousness of the Most High God, I ask you to come right now, God, and let us feel your presence in our consciousness, God. Let us touch the hem of your garment right now, God, that we may be changed forever right now, God. Let us come, God, and let us feel the vibratory energy. Let us raise the vibrations in this call right now to its highest energetic expression of love. Come, Holy Spirit, and let us feel you right now, God. Come, let us know that you are in us, as us, all around us, God. And let us come together in this collective consciousness to come and manifest the blessings that we came to the planet to be, God. Let us walk in the fullest expression of ourselves right now, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and let us release any conditioning, any veils, anything that is keeping us from the knowing and the blessing of who we came to play full out on this planet, in this right now moment, God. I ask you to remove anything that keeps us from operating in the dimension of knowing that we are the alchemists, God, that we are the magical beings and able to speak a thing, touch a thing, and it shall be shifted just by our presence, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, let us walk in the fullest expression of that knowing today, God. As I just thank you for the opportunity to come together collectively, God. As I thank you for the opportunity to come together in one mind, one spirit, and one love, God. As I thank you for the opportunity to be able to expand and grow and become the one that is the one, as the one, on this planet, God. I'm just so grateful for the stretching, for the knowing, for the growing, for the expansion, God. I just give thanks, God, even when I don't know how, God. I give thanks, God, even when I don't know when, God. I give thanks, God, even when I can't figure it out, God. I know that when I'm down to nothing, you're always up to something, God. So I ask you right now, God, to stir up the gifts right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask you to fill the stony pots to the brim right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come right now, God, to bless somebody this morning as we listen to Reverend Ike this morning to loose our money substance, God. I ask you to bless our money substances, God. I ask you to open up the doors, God, to receive in all that we need to receive, desire to receive, all that is for us to receive, God. I ask you to enlarge our financial territory, God. I ask you to enlarge our financial substance this morning, God, as we recognize the possibilities, the knowing, and the gift of money on this day, God. I just give thanks as I release this prayer, giving thanks to you right now, God, for all that is. Oh, amen, amen, amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. As I release this prayer in the knowing that every word has already been answered, I give thanks for the victory in the mighty consciousness, in the mighty name, and in the nature of that is love. We say amen. Amen. Good morning, family. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, family, I thought I'd bring you Reverend Ike this morning. He was on my mind, and I thought I'd bring Loose My Money. So let's get ready and prepare ourselves to hear our very own Reverend Ike.
This particular lesson has an interesting title. The title of this particular lesson is The Loose My Money Law.
My Money.
I'm going to be a little religious about it and say The Loose My Money Lord. For in the New Testament in particular, whenever you read the word Lord, it means law. Now, this will help you right away so that you will have a greater understanding of the Bible. In the Bible, Lord means law, law of mind. What is a law? There are many different definitions that we can give to the term law. But for our purposes, law is an inevitable tendency. Say with me, law is an inevitable tendency.
Law is an inevitable tendency.
For example, we talk about the law of gravity in physics. And the law of gravity, very briefly illustrated, means what goes up must come down. That is what? An inevitable tendency. I'm about to throw this handkerchief into the air. And when I throw it into the air, it is inevitable that it will do what? You see, the law of gravity worked. The handkerchief came down. Ladies and gentlemen, there is law back of all life. There is law back of and governing all of your experiences of life. Life is not just a gamble. It's not just happenstance. It's not just the way the mop flops or just the way the cookie crumbles. But there is exact law in the universe.
Yes.
And there is an exact law of mind which determines our experience of life. And in the Bible, this exact law of mind is called Lord. And in the Bible, the statement of the law of mind is found in Proverbs, the 23rd chapter and the 7th verse. As a man thinks, so is he. Together?
As a man thinks, so is he.
And this is the law, just like it is the law that what goes up must come down. As a man thinks, so is he, is just as scientific a law as the law of gravity. And the reason we call this philosophy the science of living is because we teach you to know the law of thinking, the law of living. And you don't have to live by a gamble. You don't have to take life as the mop flops or just the way the cookie crumbles. You can flop your own mop when you understand the law of life. You can crumble your own cookie just like you want it when you understand the law of mind and the law of life. And that excites me because I like to know what's going to happen in my life. Don't you? I like to have a handle. I like to have control of what's happening in my life. Don't tell me that I just have to be poor. Don't tell me that I just have to be sick. I like to have something to say about that. And the Bible gives us that handle in the law of mind. As as a man thinks, so is he. And since my thinking is the law, the determining factor, and again, you see, law means determining factor. That's another definition of law. So say with me, law is a determining factor.
Law is a determining factor.
And you see, thinking is the determining factor of the way you experience life. Repeat after me. When I know and practice the law of mind.
When I know and practice the law of mind.
Positively. I can crumble my cookie just like I want it.
I can crumble my cookie just like I want it.
When I know and practice the law of mind positively.
When I know and practice the law of mind positively.
I can flop my mop exactly like I want it.
I can flop my mop exactly as I want it.
A little more play on words here. The word science, we call this philosophy science of living. And it may sound a bit strange to some people. But science is translated from the original Greek word ginoskai or ginoski, depending upon which province of Greece you're from. And science means to know. The Master Jesus himself said what? You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And what is this truth that we are to know? It's, to me, not a religious truth, not a theological truth, not a dogmatic truth, not a doctrinal truth of some kind. But when you know the truth about yourself, when you know that as you think, so are you, then you can take that truth and be free from chance or from bad luck. Let me tell you something. So many people have got this bad luck syndrome until I'm having to work on it. I've been working on the luck people. Because the luck people are living by chance. They do not know that life is science.
Yes, sir.
That life may be handled in a scientific way. And, of course, this is the secret of good luck. And it is a secret to many people that I can handle my life knowingly and make it what I want it to be. So repeat after me. I can handle my life knowingly.
I can handle my life knowingly.
Consciously. And make it what I want it to be.
And make it what I want it to be.
And that's why this is the science of living. That's why this is referred to sometimes as mind science. It is the truth that sets you free from luck, from chance, and from gambling with your fate. But the big thing about it is that this kind of teaching makes a person responsible for what happens to him. And a lot of people are just not ready for that. A lot of people don't want to be responsible for themselves. They'd rather make the devil responsible, or God in the sky responsible, or the president responsible, anybody but me. But the old spiritual says, it's me. It's me. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And so we're dealing with science here. We are dealing with the knowledge that I am God, and beside me, there is no other. I am meaning what? Awareness. Awareness of being. And to strip the mask away from it all, I am means my thinking. So say with me, I am means my thinking.
I am means my thinking.
Say it again.
I am means my thinking.
For the third time.
I am means my thinking.
Now that's with all of the theological mask stripped away from it. When you know that your thinking determines the outcome of your life and your affairs, that gives you a handle to control. And this sets you free from chance and from luck and from the way the mop flops or the way the cookie crumbles.
I'm not asleep. I don't know why it's not playing. Come on.
Today, the particular title of this lesson is The Loose My Money Law or The Loose My Money Lord. And in this lesson, I'm going to address myself to the idea of how to stop people and things from holding up or delaying your money or your good. That's what we're going to address ourselves to. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
All right, let me hear you shout after me. I am ready. That's what we're going to do. You know, what you say is what you get. The Master Jesus gave us that key, and again, this is a law. It's a determining factor. It's an inevitable tendency. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Say it again. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, in all of life, that's exactly what you're going to have. You're going to have what you say. I'll let the cat out of the bag right away. One of the ways to stop other folks from stopping your money and stopping your good is for you to stop saying that they are doing it.
All right.
Because every time you say, they are stopping my money, they are holding my money, they are delaying my good, every time you say that, you know what you're doing? You are giving away your power to work against you to stop your good. Other folks can't stop you unless you give them your power to stop you with. I hope you're with me. Every power that seems to work against a person is really the person's own power of thought that he has given away. Let's quote the inevitable tendency. Let's quote the determining factor again. The law, the Lord from the lips of Jesus. This is why Jesus is given the title Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus understood the law. Now, most of the evangelists don't understand what it means when they say, do you accept Jesus as your Lord? They understand in a sense of semantics, but Jesus is worthy of the title Lord because Jesus understood and worked by the law of mine. Listen at this law again, which Jesus has spoken. He shall have whatsoever he says. God, how simple. That's why Jesus went around saying to the lame man, take up your bed and walk. When there was the appearance of a lack of food, Jesus took the little fish and bread in his hand and said, thank you, Father. And enough bread and fish appeared to feed 5,000. That's why Jesus could stand up in the midst of a storm and speak to the winds and the waves and say, peace.
Be still.
Be still.
He understood the law. Some people think that Jesus was just some kind of freaky Superman who could do things like that. But in every case, Jesus knew the law and was working with the law of good, the law of God, the law of mine. And I want you to understand that the same lordship that Jesus worked in and with, that same lordship is your lordship. And you see, when you accept Jesus in truth, it really means that I accept the law of life.
Yes,
I accept my lordship in God.
Yes,
it means that from this moment on, I am going to live by the law.
Hallelujah.
The law of mine, the law of God, the law of good. And I'm going to speak according to the law of good. Because the Lord says what? He shall have whatsoever he says. So you see, when you say, they are holding up my money, they are holding up my good, what are you getting? What you say. So if you want other folks to stop stopping your money, if you want other folks to stop stopping your good, you are first of all going to have to stop your thought that they are stopping your money, are stopping your good. You're going to have to stop that ungodly belief. And I want to repeat this again, and I hope you see it. Anything or anybody that works against you, that is your misused power coming back at you. The Bible says there is no power but God. And of course we know God is thought, and the Lord is the law by which thought operates. All power is in thought. All power is in thinking. Again, the Master Jesus revealed it. It's so simple. The theologians missed it. The Christians got a hold of it and messed it up completely. Jesus spoke it and they grabbed it and messed it up. Look what they've done to my song. And he said it so beautifully. According to your faith, so be it unto you. You believe that so-and-so is stopping your money, stopping your good, delaying your good, delaying your money? According to your faith, so be it unto you. It is always man's own power which he has ignorantly and unconsciously given away with his thought that comes back to bedevil him. You see, the devil is your own negative thought. The devil is your own negative thinking. The pitchfork that he needles you with is your own negative belief. The devil's tail is your tail that you have put on him to lash you with. But you see, again, people don't recognize their thoughts when they come back. As a matter of fact, people don't even recognize their thoughts and their words when they go forth. They don't realize what they're doing. That's why, and I quote it again and again, one of the greatest prayers in the Bible, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. There is no greater prayer. If you would stop and consider what you do to yourself with your mouth, if you want other people and things to stop going against you, mostly the first thing you need to stop is your mouth. You ought to stop folks from stopping your money. Stop your mouth from saying they're stopping it. Stop your mind from thinking they're stopping it. Another great prayer from the Psalm. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. And keep the door of my lips. During the Second World War, there was a song that sang, shh, shh, you talk too much. The slip of a lip may sink a ship. Pew, pew. You talk too much. And yet, a slip of your lip could sink your ship. A slip of your lip could sink your money, could sink your good. Nobody can stop your money. Nobody can stop your good, really, but you. Anything anybody else does to you, you have to give them permission, either consciously or unconsciously. Stop giving people and things your power of thought to use against you. As I've told you before, there's only one Lord. There's only one power. I just love to see the way people's eyes stretch. I'm going to say this again. You take even the power of witchcraft. Do you know that's not another power? Witchcraft is the power of thought, the power of mind. Witchcraft is really the power of your own thought working against you, because it can only work against you if you think it can. You have to give your power to witchcraft before it can work against you. Oh, my God, isn't that something? And it's your God power. It's your thought power. It's your mind power that you have to give to it. And the same God power that heals you is the same God power that makes you sick. It depends on how you use it, how you relate to it. The same food that sustains the strength of your body will also make you overweight and kill you if you eat the wrong kind and the wrong amount. Is that right? But it's all good. thought of itself is really good. And what you do with it makes the good God that bless you or the evil devil that devils you. I want to say this again because this will give you a mastery of your life. Repeat it after me. Stop giving people and things your power of thought.
Stop giving people and things your power of thought.
To use against you. Even if you go to an office for a simple thing, don't go with the thought, well, things didn't work out because this person wouldn't do this and that one wouldn't do the other and the other wouldn't do the other. Stop giving people and things power to work against you. Stop giving them your power of thought to use against you. Do you know something? Many times you actually compel people to work against you with your thought. Because you go in an office or a bank or somewhere with the idea, well, I don't know if things are going right. You know how contrary people are. You're giving people and things your power of thought to use against you. Stop it! Do not give people and things power to bind, to delay, or to obstruct your money or your good. I'm going to give you this affirmation. It's a little long, but it's good. I'm going to have you repeat it after me as well as write it in your mind. So repeat after me. Only my thinking has power to stop,
start
and maintain my money and my good. Repeat after me. Only my thinking has the power to stop, start, and maintain my money and my good. It's amazing what thought will do. I was reading one of the testimonies that I had illustrated and came back to me from Boston this morning before I left. And one of the testimonies about a young man who came to me a few months ago and said, pray for me, I need an extra $1,000 because my wife is about to have a baby and need an extra $1,000. Insurance doesn't cover it. So, okay. And so we started thinking along those lines of money being supplied. And guess what happened? On two occasions, the bank transferred money into his account that amounted to something over $1,000. And he went to the bank and told them, look, I didn't put this money here, and I don't want any trouble because of this money. What am I going to do about this money? Take it out of my account. They said, well, we'll just have to look into it. We can't just move it like that, and we'll send you a letter. So they sent him a letter and said, that money is yours. Plus, before it was all over with, the insurance company paid too. God knows how to lose your money, doesn't he? Thought has power to stop your money. Or to start your money, or to maintain your money. My thought, my thinking, only my thinking, and only my thinking can start, stop, or maintain my money or my good. Now that's the handle that you have to have. And don't be giving other people that power. Your thought can give or not give or take back this power. And do not give power over your good or your money to the president or the government or to conditions or to the material economy. This is the great test. People have lived exoterically so long. They've lived in the world of materiality and have been material-minded for so long that they think that cause is in matter. But there's no cause in matter. There's no cause in material phenomena. There is really no God, cause, or power as such in matter except thought. Thought is the God of materiality. Together? Because what does thought say? You see, thought again is speaks of itself as I am. Remember that in the Bible. Thought speaks of itself as I am. Say that. And what does it say? I am God, and beside me there is no other. I quote now the words of the Master Jesus from St. Matthew, the 28th chapter, the 18th verse. all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Say that. That is heavy. All of the power of God is given to the individual. The theologians never understood that. Jesus said to his disciples, what? The work that I do, shall you do also. And greater works, because I go to my Father. I go to the source. And in order for you to do this work and greater works, you too must do what? Go to the source. Go to the Father. The theologians thought that meant that he was going up in the blue sky somewhere. We ought to always go to the Father. Go to the source of power. Go to the source of all good. And the source of all good is what? I am. It's thought. It's awareness. It's consciousness. It's mine. Say, all power in heaven and in earth is given unto me. When Simon discovered I am to be Christ, he received the key to the kingdom. What did I say? When Simon discovered I am to be Christ, he received the key to the kingdom. You see, this is what happens to you. When you discover I am, your thoughts, your thinking, the mind of God in you to be the Christ, then you receive what? The keys to the kingdom. And Jesus blessed him and said, okay, now that you have the keys, now that you understand I am to be Christ, whatsoever you loose on earth, I'll loose in heaven. Whatsoever you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. Then you understand that you have the power to bind and you have the power to loose. Say with me, I have the power to bind. And I have the power to loose. And you see, don't you be giving anybody else or anything else your power to loose your money or to loose your good. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. That is heavy. Because you see, the power in heaven and in earth is thought. The power in heaven and in earth is I am. The power in heaven and in earth is consciousness. People talking about dying to go to heaven. And a lot of people are just dying to get there. Physical death doesn't take you anywhere. The only thing that takes you anywhere, really, is your thought. Your thought brought you here. How did these folks get here from Boston today? They thought about it, didn't they? And those who may not have thought about it for themselves, they went along with somebody else's thought who said, let's go to Reverend Ike today. How do you go anywhere, even physically? What is the thought? And if your own thought don't take you there, again, you let somebody else's thought take you there. And so even when you leave this body, I'm sure of one thing. I'm sure of one thing. Your consciousness goes with you. And not only does your consciousness go with you, your consciousness takes you to its quality. Yeah. If you got a mind full of hell, if you've got a mind full of heaven, if you've got a mind full of hate, if you've got a mind full of love, your thought, your consciousness will take you where you belong according to your consciousness. But again, that's not just after you leave the body. Your thought, your consciousness is always taking you wherever you go. Your thought, your consciousness is always making you whatever you are. I am is the making power. Say that. I am is the making power of my life. I am is the making power of my experience. And again, don't forget that I am is your thought, your thinking. That makes your life. That makes your experience. Not just after you kick the bucket, but while you're still here. Because all power is given unto thought in heaven and in earth. And there's a scripture in the Psalms that says, even if I make my bed in hell, you're there too. Even if you go to hell before you die, thought is there and takes you there and will keep you there until you change your thought. If you want to get out of hell, there's only one way to get out. Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's so high you can't get over it. It's so low you can't get under it. It's so wide you can't get around it. You must come in at the door. And when I'm say this, I'm talking about the law of mind, the law of thought. You can't get over it. You can't get around it. And so you might as well learn it and live by it. Your God consciousness has all power. And you ought to realize that your money and your good are infinite. Say with me, my money and my good are infinite. My money and my good are infinite. I really want to give you an understanding of this. Let us stop living in a sense that we are dealing with limited good. And again, don't give anybody or anything the power to limit your good. The reporters have been asking me, what do I think about Reaganomics? I said, I don't live by Reaganomics. I live by my own thinkonomics. Let me hear you say thinkonomics. Say it again. The third time. And say, I live by my own thinkonomics. My thinkonomics determine my economics. I am always dealing with unlimited good. I am always dealing with unlimited money. I realized that how even on the material level, how great money is. The other day, when I was downtown in the Wall Street area, having conferences with the money people, the money management companies. And here are people up there talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. So isn't this something? These folks up here talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, and other folks are trying to scratch from one welfare check or one paycheck to the next. What makes the difference in this level of experience? Thinkonomics. Say that word again. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. If you think in pennies, your mind will make pennies. The law of mind, again, is what as a man thinks. Crazy! If you think limitation, your mind produces what?
Limitation.
Limitation.
One of those firms, it was interesting. They've got their own little Wall Street Trade Center down there in their own basement. I wanted to know the price of gold that day, and right away they had it. Not that I put any money in gold. My hope is built on nothing less. They tried to get me to get into gold when it was $500 and something. I didn't get into it. The Spirit didn't tell me to get into it. I'm glad I didn't right now. But whether gold goes up and down, I'm not living again by goldonomics. I'm living by thinkonomics. And when you learn thinkonomics, you see, then you're independent of the ups and the downs of the material economy. You'll always be in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. Your money will always be in the right place. Thinkonomics. Let's hear it again. Know that your money and your good are not subject to what other people or even your debtors do or will not do. Now, this is important. This is what really occasioned this lesson, the fact that so many people were telling me, Reverend Ike, people owe me money and won't pay me. If people owe you $1 billion, that does not give them power over your money. Some of you may have to do like I did. People owed me over $100,000. Here I had it crossed off the books, wiped it out, forgave them all. That's the first thing I did. The next thing, I'm not going to let anybody owe me anymore. You got to watch this business of loaning people money, or you can lose your money and your friends. And I remember the last person I loaned some money. And I begged him. I said, now, please. It was about $200, this person. I said, listen, I'm going to loan you this money, but promise me one thing. Don't let this money come between you and me. If for some reason you don't pay me back this money at the time that you say you're going to pay me back, don't let it come between you and me, and you don't have to dodge me. Haven't seen the person since. Or the money. There was a poem that we had in the Air Force that says, I think that I shall never see the dollar that I loaned to thee, the dollar that I could have spent for many forms of merriment. For dollars loaned to folks like thee are not returned to folks like me. I didn't want to hang my thinking up in the idea that my money was stopped because these people didn't pay me.
some of these folks were family folks that were going to get put out in the street, in the cold, in the snow. And I stopped the marshal. See, that's why I have been broken out of the habit of being a do-gooder. I'm going to teach you how to take care of your own business. That's why we're having these classes here, to teach you how to think right and to take care of your own business. Because I ain't going to loan you no money. Because I don't want to get my thinking all hung up in wondering if you're going to pay me. And worrying about, are you going to pay me? I could not afford to have my thinking hung up. Whatever hangs your thinking up will hang your money up, will hang your good up. Remember that. That's why the Master Jesus tells us forgive. And again, you don't forgive for anybody else's sake. You forgive for your own sake. I know you can't forgive that old SOB, but forgive for your own sake because of what it will do to you. Come on, repeat it after me now so that this will help you. Whatever hangs up my thinking, will hang up my money and my good. And you see, if you don't forgive, it'll hang up your health. It'll hang up your blood pressure. It'll hang up the cells in your body. And they'll call it cancer. It will hang up your mind. Psychiatrists won't even be able to help you. Some of these psychiatrists, may God help them, they listen to so much of other people's stuff until they commit suicide. The suicide rate among psychiatrists is high. A friend of mine is a psychiatrist, and he said they had a convention of psychiatrists in Chicago, and at that particular hotel, the psychiatrist convention drank more liquor than any other convention in the history of the hotel. Dealing with people whose minds are hung up. So forgive for your own sake, clear your own mind, and don't even give the people who owe you your debtor's power to hang up your money. This is why the Master Jesus said again and repeated after me, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. So I forgave them all. No, not for their sake. No. I'm good, but I am not goody-goody. There's a difference, you know, for being good and being goody-goody. Goody-goody folks let people walk all over them. Good people mind their own business. They do what they ought to do, but they don't let folks walk on them. They don't feel that they just have to, every time somebody wants to bum something off of you, you have to let them bum it off of you. Don't you even let your relatives sleep on your couch unless they're looking for jobs. Because you see, you will be aiding and abetting their laziness. You will be an accessory to the crime if you help people to be lazy and delinquent. Now, all of this is the loose my money law. It's the loose my good law. And if you do all of these things, it will loose your good. Let's do some treatment. Repeat after me. My money and my good, are not subject to what people are debtors do or will not do. I want to drive this home hard. Now, those of you that have money owed to you, sometimes you get that particular amount. Sometimes you may never get it. But stop thinking that that is the totality of your money. Stop thinking that that's the only way that God can bring you your money. It is not. You can worry your head off about those few pennies when amazing sight the Savior stands and knocks at your door. 10,000 blessings in his hands to satisfy you more. And I'm going to speak a word of prophecy here and receive it because it will help you. There's some of you here right now, you're worrying after something that's owing you and you've tied your mind up with that's owed you, that amount that's owed you so bad that you are missing much more that God's got for you. Loose your mind and God will loose your money. Loose your mind from aggravation. Loose your mind from worry. Loose your mind from fretting and God will loose your money. Don't give the government or that agency or that company, are your mother, are your father, are your brother, are your sister, are your cousin, are your uncle, are your auntie, power over your money. My money and my good are subject only to my thinking. Again. And I want to say this again. Your money isn't subject to what the people who owe you money will do or will not do. You see, untie your mind out of that knot. You see, there are a lot of knots in the mind that tie your mind up and tie your good up. And I'm untying those knots right now. Say after me again, I will not give anyone or anything the power to tie up my mind in knots and tie up my good. And you see, even outside of those areas of money and material goods, whatever ties up your mind will tie up your good. It will tie up your peace. It will tie up your health. This is why you've got to work on the mind, because everything that gets tied up first in the mind. This is why Jesus had to speak many times and say, "Thou foul and tormenting spirit, loose him. Let him go." Let's do a prayer treatment and repeat it after me. And I'll probably stop 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 times. Talk about this. My money and my good are independent of everyone and everything.
My money and my good are independent of everyone.
My money and my good may come through people and things, but not from them. And just remember that Almighty God has so many, many ways of bringing you your good. That's another thing you'd better remember. Go to the first Psalm for a moment. The Bible says of the blessed man, the man who meditates on God's law day and night, that he shall be as a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. You don't even have to wait for the world's season. Listen at this. He shall be as a tree that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doth shall prosper. You see, when you meditate on God's law, when you think right, when you think God's thoughts, good thoughts, when you think positive thoughts, then you really become a law unto yourself. Listen, I like that psalm so much. Let's take it from the top. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You will the man that won't even listen to ungodly reports about unemployment and how bad things are and how hard money is to get. Will not hear any of that ungodly counsel. Will not stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. His delight is where? In the law of the Lord. What's the law of the Lord? As a man thinks, so is he. According to your faith, so be it unto you, says the Master Jesus. This is the law of the Lord. The man, the blessed man, delights in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night.
Okay, you get one more part. Just be.
I have no time to think the world's thought. I have no time to think as the world turns. I'm thinking as God turns.
Yes, sir.
Now he shall be as a tree planted by the rivers. Now notice the word rivers. Isn't that plural? What does that indicate? It indicates that there are many streams that God has to bring me my good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm getting ready to close here now. It's shouting time.
All right.
Let me hear you say, shouting time.
Shouting time.
Well, they shout at a football game. Why can't I shout about God's many streams flowing into my life, bringing me my good? To heaven with those other folks that owe you and won't pay you. Delight yourself in the law of the Lord. Meditate on the law of the Lord day and night, and you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Oh, yes. How are you going to meditate without using the mind? That's how God's blessed man got blessed. First Psalm begins, blessed is the man. You can take man out and put your own name in there.
All right.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
That's what it means. It means you. Why? Because your delight is in the law of the Lord. And in the law of the Lord, you meditate day and night. You see, your mind has got to be retrained. That's why I'm not thinking about these folks who say, that Reverend Ike teaching that mind science. Yes, I am. Your mind has got to be retrained until you start meditating in the law of the Lord night and day. So that even when you go to sleep, you won't go to sleep thinking what the 11 o'clock news say.
All right.
You go to sleep thinking what God says.
Oh, yeah.
You won't go to sleep thinking broke. You'll go to sleep thinking money.
Yeah.
You see, you've got to think this thing when you're walking.
All right.
You've got to talk it when you're talking.
Yeah.
You've got to sleep it when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
Yes, this is mind science.
Yes, sir.
I've got my Bible. I've got my books. I've got my tapes.
Yeah.
I've got my classes.
Yeah.
I've got my services.
All right.
And in God's law,
yeah,
I meditate day and night.
Yeah.
And I am as a tree. Planted by the water.
Yeah.
Bringing forth my fruit in my season.
Hallelujah.
Come on, you can say that too.
Uh-huh.
And whatsoever I do,
shall
prosper. Now you see, that's science. That's exact.
Yes, sir.
This is not a gamble. This is not the way the mop flops or the way the cookie crumbles. Whatsoever he does shall prosper. He shall bring forth his fruit in his season. You folks had better get out of the world season. And when you hear about the world and their seasons of depression and recession and unemployment, you remember I'm in God's season. I'm not in world economics. I'm in God's thinkonomics. Now, that's Reverend Ike's translation of In His Law, Doth He Meditate Day and Night, God's Thinkonomic. Now, you see, you've got the secret. Reverend Ike, is it a secret? It's a secret to those who don't know it. Unfortunately, there are too many who don't know it. That's why I'm here. And notice the scripture. Where is that first Psalm? Sister Mary, check those shalls for me. Is that definite? Is that positive? Stop living on maybe, hope so, luck. Some people sometimes got the nerve come up to me and say, Reverend Ike, I want you to pray for me that the Lord will bless me. I said, I sure am praying for you that the Lord shall bless you. I sure hope. This is not an idle wish. This is not an idle hope. This is law. This is Lord.
Oh, yes.
This is Lord of Lords.
Yes, sir.
This is law of laws.
Yes.
What about those shalls? Read that.
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
See, all that ungodly thinking, what? Just comes to nothing. And it'll take you to what? To nothing. Think like the world thinks, and you shall perish. You shall be unemployed. You shall be broke. But if you delight in the law of the Lord and meditate in it day and night, you've got three shalls. He shall be as a tree planted by the rivers of water.
Planted by the
God's avenues of supply. God has so many avenues of supply. So stop fretting over that one there, or that one there, or that one over there. The heaven with that. I am planted by God's avenues of supply.
God's avenues of supply. God's stream.
Now we're going to do money like that, and I want you to see it. I want you to feel it. God's stream of money is flowing in my life.
Woo!
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want you meditating on that day and night. If you happen to hear something about recession, depression, or lack of money, or anything like that, you just stop and declare that God's streams of money and all good are just flowing in my life. Get full of the feeling. And as Reverend Ike says, fulfillment will bring fulfillment. My money and my good are dependent only upon I am my thoughts.
My money and my good are dependent upon my good and my thoughts.
God, I am thought is my source, my only source.
God, I am thought is my source, my only source.
I will have no other God.
I will have no other God.
Our source in my belief.
In my belief.
Thus endeth the lesson.
Wow. All right, family. That was Reverend Ike, Loose My Money series. And I tell you, it was powerful. You know, we had a lot of questions yesterday from yesterday's lesson. When you go into the fifth dimension, when you move into that space of knowing where you could command the invisible into the visible world. And today we're learning that it's all in our mind and our thoughts, but we're learning how to raise that consciousness. You see, now this lesson was when President Reagan was in office, but still today we have President Trump, and you see all the people still talking about Trump. I'm going to call it Trumponomics. People so caught up in Trumponomics that they can't get caught up in their own thinkonomics. So today I really want us to really think about how can I keep my mind from the spaces of the ungodly, meaning the things that give us or an illusion that there's something else other than God that is in control of what is happening in our universe. What is that? How can we shift our mindsets? What can we do to delete those buttons that keep us from the truth of knowing that we have the power? We have the power. We try to give so much power to things that are outside of us, but the power is inside of us. We give power to any and everything, whether we call it the devil, the Satan, the entity, whatever we call it, we give it power. Because if there is anything other than us, it can only work through us. Even God only works through us. So what are you allowing to work through you today? And that's what our lesson is about. And even though I've heard this lesson 50,000 times, did you know what stuck out for me in this lesson today? I shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And the part that really stuck out is in my season. So that means it doesn't matter what's going on in the world. My season is according to my thoughts. So my tree shall bear fruit based on my own season of my own thoughts. It don't matter what the gas prices are. It doesn't matter that they charge you 5 cents or 10 cents. Because here in California, they call it 10 cents for a bag. In Chicago, it's 5 or 7 cents. I forget what it costs because I don't really think about the cost. But let me just tell you, it doesn't matter what's happening in the outer world. It only matters how we view it, think it, feel it. And if we want to maintain streams of income coming into our life, we can't keep chasing money. We have to be money. We have to be in a space where we're attracting our good. And we talked about how to get in that space of commanding the invisible into the visible world yesterday.
we listened to KRS and we broke it down. I broke it down for you. It was good. The lesson was so good, I had to go back and listen to it for myself. It was so good. These 2 days is powerful because now we're ending up 2017, about to embark upon 2018. And let me leave you with what Albert Einstein said. You cannot solve a problem with the same mindset that created the problem. So if you're still experiencing some senses of lack in any area of your life, the only way to change it is you cannot create prosperity with the same mindset that created lack. Come on. It's time for us to shift the thinking, shift the thought, shift the emotion, shift. What do you have to do to get yourself in that space, like KRS says, in that fifth dimension? And what do we have to do? The first place you got to start is to be still. All right, family, any questions, comments, or concerns, you can press on the Blog Talk Radio, the number one. And if you are on the teleconference line, you know, you can just star six. So if anybody got any questions, comments, concerns, let's talk about it. I got a lot of texts yesterday, which was interesting. We should have talked about it because those were some good questions. So maybe we'll go through that tomorrow. But I just want you to know, if you got any questions, sometimes other people have that same question too. Or any comments. I just want to stop and say today, remind yourself that you are the gift. You are the gift to the planet. And remember that what you do with your life is a gift back to the universe. It's a gift back to God. It's a gift back to the Creator. Remember to choose love, family. Love is the only choice. And remember, don't just dream. Live your God-sized dreams. That was Reverend Ike on the Love Journey this morning. It's time for us to lose our money. It's time for us to recognize that we have the power to dream the dreams and live them. Well, I'm ready to play full out, family. I am ready to play full out, and that is my goal. When I leave this planet, they're going to know Janine A. Ingram was here, baby. My name going to be stamped all over the place. They're going to know it. How about you? All right, this is Mesa right here on the Love Journey.
At this point in my life, I want to have fun, and I want to be free spiritually. I have grown, and I know I have a long way to go, but what I do know right now is that God is amazing and the universe is amazing, and there's so much out there for all of us. So we never have to worry and shed a tear. And I'm looking forward to the rest of my life. Tell me why, as I grew.
Another Love Journey production. Have a great day.